Good morning. It's time for a check of your opening farm report on KLGR. Grain market traders are waiting for USDA's grain and oilseed outlooks to pour over the ending stocks estimates, which will be included. Outside markets do not have any economic reports out today, but will look to the stock market to see if volatility continues. Day one of USDA's Ag Forum was held yesterday, in which the latest estimates for U.S. acreage were shared by the USDA's chief economist. 90 million acres of corn are expected to be planted this year, slightly under the 90.167 from last year. Analysts were expecting 89.902. Soybean acreage was also estimated at 90 million acres for the coming planting season. That's down from last year's 90.14 to actual planting and below the analyst poll of 90.5 million acres. Wheat acreage was estimated at 46.5 million, slightly over the 46.01 planted acres last year. Of course, dryness issues in the southern plains could determine if revision is needed. Today, USDA releases the full 2018-19 balance sheets ahead of the conference. Reuters Newswire survey showed an expectation of 2.129 billion stocks for corn, 564 million for soybeans, and 937 million for wheat. Weekly export sales were released this morning, a day late due to Monday's holiday. Traders estimate corn sales of 1 million to 1.6 million metric tons, soybean sales of 600,000 to 1.1 million metric tons, and wheat sales of 250,000 to 600,000 metric tons. Taking a look at the Board of Trade after the overnight's close, we see that March corn was 0.75 cents higher, 367.5. The December new crop was 1 cent higher, 398.25. May beans up 3.75 cents at 10.47 even, while November new crop was up 1.5 cents at 10.29 1/4. Soybean meal for March, $1.20 higher at 378.10. May up $1.40 at 381 even a ton. Soybean oil for March was 22 cents higher, 32.26. May was 19 cents higher, 32.44. Chicago wheat for March, 4 cents higher at 4.55 1/4. New crop was 4 1/4 cents higher at 4.83 1/4. Minneapolis wheat for March, 0.75 cents higher at 6.03 3/4. July new crop was 0.75 cents higher at 6.26 1/2. Kansas wheat for March up 4 cents at 4.74 3/4. New crop was 3 3/4 cents higher at 5.08 even. Oats for March, 2.5 cents higher, 2.60 1/4. New crop up 2 1/4 at 2.60 3/4. Taking a look at the livestock side of things, cash cattle trade slowly trickled to the market over the past couple days. Prices are seen once again at 128 live basis, steady with Wednesday's trade, but still $2 per cutout weight lower than last week. Dressed activity is slightly more defined with trade $204 to $205 per cutout weight. This is steady to $1 per cutout weight lower than last week. Taking a look at live cattle mix trade developed in the last half of the trading day with early pressure giving way to narrow gains and deferred contracts. The underlying tone of the market remains extremely weak with front month February futures holding triple-digit losses, but the inability to follow the aggressive pressure seen midweek is actually helping stimulate some expectations that prices may bounce higher at the end of the week. Friday's cash cattle call is steady with early week trade, but is expected some additional trade will develop today. And taking a look at what's going on the hog side of things, strong gains redeveloped in lean hog futures as traders focused on follow-through pressure in the cattle trade, but pushed higher as follow-through buyer interest developed. Triple-digit gains were seen at the closing bell in all 2018 contracts as the overall support in the complex, helping not only bring firm commercial buyer support back to the market, but helping add even more strength to the lean hog complex. Friday's cash hog call, though, steady to a dollar lower, with early morning cash market calls seeming to be a broken record as of late. Even though the futures trade has found renewed support, packers are able to continue to offer starting bids at steady to a dollar lower. Most trade is expected to remain steady to weak early today, but the need to access weekend procurement levels is likely to help draw additional support. Processing schedules are expected to be 452,000 head today, with Saturday runs at 135,000 head. Taking a look at the Mercantile Exchange, where we start the day today. Well, at the end of the day yesterday, cattle complex was lower. February live cattle was $1.30 lower at 128.35. April down 85 cents at 125.37. June futures down 25 cents at 116.80. Feeder cattle for March were 65 cents lower at 146 even. April down $1.02 yesterday at 148.07. Lean hogs finished the day stronger, triple-digit gains across the board. April lean hogs were $1.37 higher at 71.27, and the May were up $1.27 at 77.42. That's been a check of your opening farm report here on KLGR.